We're going to study the Maral to Parshas Yisro. We are looking at a piece of Maral from his Drushos Maharal. This is his Drush al Hatayra, and in the volume of Drushos Maharal, page Chav Dalet. Now, the Maral quotes Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Darash Hahu Glilo, Alei de Rav Chisda. This great Jew from the Galil was Darish by Rav Chisda. Berich Rachmana de Yahav Orion Tlisoi. Blessed is Hashem, who gave Torah, which is of three components, Torah Nevim Ksuvim, to the Jewish people, who are of three components, Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Al Yidei Klisoi, he gave us the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third born in his family. B'yom Klisoi, on the third day of Prisha, where we had separated from our wives and gained Tahara that way. B'yarcha Klisoi, the third month of the year. So, in the month of Sivan. V'kasha b'zeh ha'mama mahu ha'ilui b'chal eila, what's the virtue of three ad shehifligu kulehai, to say, thank you Hashem for giving us the Torah that's of three components, the people that have three parts, Kanam Levim Yisraelim, Alidei Moshe, who was the third in his family, on the third day of Prisha, in the third month after Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the point of this? V'ulai davar zeh yoreh al kama v'kama ma'alus tovus l'Torah u'lekach ro'oi shevach v'toda al zeh. The fact is that these components of the statement, all of them pointing to the fact that the number three plays such a big role, that's going to guide us to appreciate Torah. And why this Dairish said we have to thank Hashem. We have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah. He says, Rishayna shenosan lanu ha-Torah shehi sichlis legamri. First of all, the fact that we have Torah. Torah is not just laws. Torah is divine wisdom. It's sichli, it's not tangible, it's not about something, it's about great ideals. It is sichli legamri. Ad she'eina tachas hazman. And therefore, it's beyond time and space. K'chol ha'dvarim ha'gashmiyim ha'nefchim tachas hazman. As opposed to things that exist in the context of time, they're here, they are finite, they're ephemeral, and then they're gone. The essence of something that is eternal deserves that idea of three. It fits in to the notion of three. Ki kvar hoydanucha ki hashlishi einenu zman rak hu ha'ata. Ha'ata means the present. Because the third dimension is the dimension that's beyond measure. You can go back in time, ahead in time, but the present is not a measure. You have the past, the future, and the third dimension is the present. But the present is not something you can measure, because as soon as you begin to measure it, it's already the past. Torah is defiant of time-space relations. It does not exist in the context of time. It's eternal. And is beyond time and space. And because it's beyond time and space, so it is very much that central atta. It's now. It's always now. It's always, it's time. Its time is ever present, and between the past and the future, the third mediator between the two is that which is not measurable, and that's the present time, the moment now, what he calls ha'ata, the here and now. So that's one idea of three, because three means something that is eternal. It has not only a past and a future, but a present, and it's always in the present. It's interesting, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to bring Makas Bucheris, Torah says, Kachatzois Halayla. When it happens, Torah says, Vayhi Bachatzos Halayla. There are many explanations, but one of them is that for a human being, it's kachatzos halayla. It's around midnight. Even if you try to say it's at the crack of midnight, but it's not, because as soon as it's midnight, it's already 1 second past midnight. The only entity for whom there is exact kachatzi halayla is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when Moshe describes it, it's kachatzi halayla, kachatzos halayla. But when it happens, it's vayihi b'chatzi halayla, because by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that perfect and completely non-physical HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings an end to the life of the Bechayrim at the moment that you and I couldn't measure. B'chatzi halayla, at the very moment of midnight. Because only when you are non-human, non-physical, non-material, can you say that time can be perfectly divided between the past and the future. Let's continue. V'chein, mashenitna al yedei tlitzoi, that it's given through Moshe, who was the third born in his family. Yaira al shalahaya Moshe Gashmi, as we've learned many times, the Maral points out, he was not a human being. Kishar b'nei Adam rak ish elukim haya. That's also important. Again, like the Torah is of such pristine, not physical in character, so Moshe Rabbeinu is not your typical person. He has a otherworldly aspect. I wouldn't say superhuman, because we misunderstand that. He has a component that's of a godlike nature, and that's why he is, again, beyond time and space. That's the dimension of being three, the third in his family after Aaron and Miriam. Klal adavar kol hashayach eleho hu b'meshulash. Everything shayach to Torah is b'meshulash, is of three, has three components to it. Kasha hashlishi nivdol mehageshem ka'amor, because shlishi means separation from the physical, something beyond time and space. Ulekach leinichtav b'teira gvul chag shivuas b'zman k'chol amaydim zulosai. That's why he doesn't say on such and such a day you shall observe Shavuos, like all other holidays. Shenichtav aleihem gvul zmani b'kama b'chodesh iyeh. Every other holiday, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Sukkot, it says on such and such a day of such and such a month, not Shavuos. Kol zeh mipnei ki ha'Torah hi sichlis, because Torah is of the high wisdom, the high intellect of Hashem Himself, and so ve'einenu tachas hazman. So it's not under the realm of things of space and time. It's beyond time and space. Ve'ein nesinasa teluya bizman mugbal. Ki im kasher hayim muchanim la kiblua. Rather, when ready, when spiritual enough, when prepared in Kedusha enough, Am Yisrael receives Torah. It's not about a particular time or place. Aval shiyeh lezeh zman u'gvul mitzaratz mo'zeh einu. ובעבור זה יש למנוע ישראל חג הזה ממחרת השבת שהוציא עשם ממצרים, כי בהוציא עשם משם היו ראויים מצד זה לקבל הסתירה, כמו שביארנו שבזה שישראל ישראל אשר לא היו בשיבת מצרים שלחי מוישה קודם מתן תורה אל ארצוי. He says here, different from the traditional Rashi, where Rashi says that in Parshas Yisro we read of him coming and going, but he didn't really leave us until many months later, till after Moshe Rabbeinu came back with Torah, after Yom Kippur. And then he was judging the people, and he was told by Yisro how he should better establish, but they did so, and then Yisro left as we were about to make preparations to enter Eretz Yisrael. According to the Maral, when it says in this week's Parsha that he sent Yisro off, he left us before Matan Torah. And indeed, like our Parsha says, he came after Kriyas Yamsuf and Vechamas Amalek, sometime between Pesach and Shavuos. And he then left. And Yisro left because Moshe knew he doesn't belong at Matan Torah. He had not yet become a ger. He was not to be at Matan Torah. Matan Torah was for those who are beyond time and space, people of a different dimension. So he had him leave l'shelo yihye, so he would not be b'ma'amid hahu, so that Yisro would not be at Hasina. The oid ma shenitna b'chodesh ha'shlishi v'chol hanilvel nesinasa haya b'mishulish. It was the third month. It was Sivan. Hu lahayreis al hayosher sheba. That's because there is yosher. There's correctness and truth. Shekol mitzvah seha haboim bo hem yisharim v'amitiyim. All the mitzvahs are correct, are right, are true, are just. Ki kol sheyeshbo shlishi yeshbo hayosher. Yosher meaning what's correct and what's balanced, because if you have only two, there are possibly on opposite extremes, and you don't have the mean or the average. You don't have balance. Three means you have balance. You have something that centers you and balances you and keeps you away from the extremes. Mitzad shehashnayim heim shtei ktsavos, meaning two ends, extremes. Vashlishi shebineim hu hayosher mibli netois el achas haktsavos. Lekach nitna gam ken liYisrael am tlisoi. That's why it's given to us, Am Yisrael. We are of three parts: Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Asher bezeh yurgash ki yimotze gam behem hayosher. Ad shelekach nikru yishurun al shem hayosher. We are called yishurun because we have yashrus. And what is Torah if not yashrus? Moshe, he now goes on to say, was the yashur. Yaakov Avinu was called yashurin because of he was yashur. But Yaakov was also the shlishi, right? Yaakov was the perfect balance between the chesed of Avram and the gvura of Yitzchak, the perfection of and the glory of Yaakov Tiferes, balancing midway between, right, and mediating between the extremes of chesed and gvura. So that's what the Torah is. It's yashar. And so, if you just skip a few lines, he says, "L'chein haTorah asher bo hayosher ruuya hoysel hinasen limi v'al yedei mi shemiyuchadim gam kein l'segula zois hanimtzeis b'shlishi." Torah should be given through Moshe to people like Am Yisrael, through one who was born third, to the people who have three components, three kinds of citizenship, if you will, Kohen Levi Yisrael, and Nitna B'yom Shlishi, the third day of Prisha, Hakol Mitam Zeh, Ki El HaYosher Lo Yischaber Rak Yosher, to those who are Yosher, who are correct, you only wish and can only truly have a bond with that which is correct and straight and proper. Things that are crooked and incorrect are not going to cling, will not become a part of us, Am Yisrael. V'lo yislava imay, they won't be a part, they won't accompany us. Rak ha'holich b'yoshe gam kein. V'chein, kol asher haya mischaber el ha'tere, im ha'mekabel, im ha'sirsur, im ha'zman b'chalakov, the time, the one giving it, the people receiving it, all of it. Huchruch shi'ya b'y sgulas ha'shlishi. We're all special, having this aspect of three. Shehu ha'yosher mitzachi hi gam hi, pikudei Hashem yisharim. Tere is yasha. Yashrus means goodness, correctness. Correct means no extremes. It means balance. Balance means you have two sides and a perfect mean. This is an idea that the Maral here shares concerning the idea of three. And what it was when this Glilah said, thank you, Hashem. Brich Rachmana di Ahav Orion Tlisoi, L'am Tlisoi, Al Yedei Tlisoi, B'yom Tlisoi, B'yarch Tlisoi. It's not just that they happen to all be three. Says the Maral, it's three because three means this is above time. We're dealing with something beyond time and space. We're dealing with something of perfect yosher, again, meaning balance. Again, that requires this central component of three. And so, this is a logical explanation, a philosophical explanation using logic of a certain kind to explain why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that time, that person, for this people to give Torah. Now, in the next page that we photocopied, page Chafhei in the Drashos, he says something fascinating about the idea, again, of three, and about the idea, ultimately, of the word segula. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises Moshe Rabbeinu, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people, v'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim. Interesting word. So, before we get into the word segula, let's first understand something about three. Top of the right-hand column on page Chafei. Ulkach Omar, that's why the Amora said, Brich Rachmana, Diyahav Orient Lisoi, Ki, Bo, Lose, Shevach, Vahoydoya, Al Shebacha, Hu Yisparach, B'Yisrael. He's giving Shevach praise and thanks to Hashem for choosing Am Yisrael. Nosan Lahem Dos Nifchar gave us the fantastic Dos Nifchar, meaning the fantastic theological edifice, the fantastic truths of Torah. Kasher Yusad Lonu Bibirchas HaTorah, just as is indeed established by Chazal, we should say in Birchas HaTorah, Hashem Bachar Bonu Mikol Ami Nosan Lonu Es Terasi, He chose us. So there's a chosenness about the Jewish people that is chosen to receive Torah. We thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that. This Jew from the Galilee came to say, as he was Derish, quoting from Pirkei Avos, Misgulas HaShlishi. The fact that everything is Shlishi, the third, is a way of us recognizing the great gift of being Nivchar, of being chosen. So earlier he said three is about being above time and space. Three is about Yosher, about correctness, and about perfect balance. Now he is saying three is also about being chosen. Why so? Ki kol inyan habechira ubreira lo yipal v'pachas mishloisha. Idea of being chosen means that you are the chosen one of three. That's when you can clearly see that someone is distinct from others. Again, logically, mathematically. Why? One being different and distinct from the other two. One out of three. V'yisharu hashnayim ha'acherim harabim mimenu. The other two are more numerous, but distinction is earned or granted only the one of the three. Loi kein, that's not so. Im haya nifchar echad mishnayim. As opposed to where one is chosen from amongst two. Because it's not clear, it's not conspicuous. Shein ze bechira. That's not bechira. It's not only that it's not conspicuous, but it's really not chosenness. Why? Because if 50% of anything are distinct from the other 50%, which are the ones that are special? If you have half are red and half are green, so, well, half are red, half are green. Who says that red is better than green or green is better than red? But if two-thirds are red and one is green, oh, now, you're special, you're green, whereas the majority outside of you are not green. Ki ha-chaytzi hu kimoi ha-hakol. Because once you have half who are of one population, and all the others are of the other half, so then you really are not distinguishing that first half. The kaimel al mechitza kiroiv. They have a concept where things are lost when you are confused and don't know whether or not something is or isn't of a particular nature. Maybe it is mixed up with a number of items that are kosher, mixed up with items that are not kosher. And you know mathematically that it's half and half. So when we have such a situation, we say that mechza al mechza is like rov. It's as if the majority are affected, not just a minority. Ve'ein nikra breira bekachta yesaroi vel ha-hakol. Taking half, which is tantamount to taking most, is not distinguishing that half from the majority, because you're 50%. It's 50-50. Umnam behilakach echod mehashloisha, take one from three, nikra ze bechira. Shebocha be'echod hazeh, yoyse me'asher berabim mimenu, heima hashnayim hanisharim. When you take one out of three, other two are a majority left behind. So now you've given distinction to the one. If you take one from two, so the other one is also distinguished by being different from whatever you are. Again, if you have two boxes and both, or two balls and both are of same size, of same weight, one is green, one is red, and you decide, okay, I'm going to play with the red ball. Okay, so you could have played with the green, you chose the red, but if you have three and one is red and one is green and one is brown, you decide to play with the one that's green, oh, so you're leaving the brown one and the red one behind. So you have chosen one and not the other two. Now, clearly, that one is different than the majority. The majority are left behind. Or the majority are not what is being engaged with. Now, to whom do you argue when you say, well, who's to say that being engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is better than not being in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that itself, of course, being in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a distinction. But that it should be clear that that is the case, mathematically and logically, that's when you are less than a majority. That's when you are one of three and not one of two. So that's the reason why the idea of being one of three is so important here. And that's what segula means. We're going to see in a moment how he points out that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us an Am Segula, it's not accidental that the nekudos of a segol are three dots, equidistant one from the next. So we are the segula because we are the one of the three chosen to be Hashem's nation. Here he goes on to say Yaakov was the third of the Avos. And you have three basic divisions of nations: Yisrael, Esav, and all the other Ummos Ha'olam. And Yisrael is the Nifchar, the Am HaNifchar, the chosen people. Let's go on to page Chavtes. First paragraph, page Chavtes, right-hand column. He talks about the concept of Yisem Li Segula. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you will be to me Segula, chosen. Segula, Rashi says, means a treasure. You'll be my treasure. V'amar v'yisem li segula shazem mevarer ha-perish pirashnu l'mala shema sheyesh b'Yisrael kaharim nifcharim leviyim v'Yisraelim yoyre al shehem nifcharim elov mikol om l'chein gam kan kasher bo ha-kosov lo'emar sheyiyu nifcharim nivrarim, that we are special and unique elov yisbarach, special and unique personally. Hashem's taken us. How does he express it? Amar v'yisem li segula. Again, the number three. Because when you are one, distinct from other two, you are segol. You're an am segula. The tmunas habechira hanikeres b'chol achas mehanikudos b'mashe yoytzeis chutzul shtei ha'acheros. Because the one is distinguished from the other two, kiniska l'mahala. Okay, so that's the idea of the word segula. Finally, as we conclude, let's understand, what does segula mean? Special, a treasure, separated from the others. To what end? Ultimately, what's going to be ours, and what will be, so to speak, unique about us in the most permanent, lasting way? So he says a fantastic thing about what Hashem meant when he said to Moshe, tell the B'nai Yisrael v'hisim li segula. Bottom of the right hand column, three lines from the bottom, v'oid yesh lefarash ki v'hisim li segula ratzalema shiyu b'nai olam haba. It means you will be b'nai olam haba. You're going to be of Abik, you're going to have eternity. We will be Hashem's forever and ever. That's what segula means. You're mine. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlike a person can have and then lose. We always have things and lose them. Things are finite. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will have you, v'yisim li segula, says the morale, that means we are Hashem's forever. How are we Hashem's forever? Because we will be with him forever in Olam Haba. U'b'medrash, kol makim shenemar li, the Medrash says, hu kayim l'olam, that means it's forever. V'hu, ba'olam hazeh, u ba'olam haba, ad kan, l'chein, Omar Hashem therefore said, "V'yisum li segula v'hasegula hu davar shegoinzin ba'itza." Segula means something that you put away, that you treasure and place in safekeeping, in a storage of treasures. Ukipirish Rashi zal shenichshavim atem oitzer mipnei sheroy lechem ha'olam haba shehu oitzer ganuz gamkein zehu v'yisum li segula. Says the Maral, it's not just that we are Hashem's treasure, that He takes us and cares for us and guides us and wants us to accomplish what are the great missions of Am Yisrael in this world. It's also that we are with Hashem forever. That's how we are Segula. A treasure that is with Hashem, His treasure for all eternity. Because we are with Him. La'olam haba. That's how the pasuk reads. Yisem li segula mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz. So Rashi says ki li kol ha'aretz means, don't think that I need someone to be special, and I could have taken others to be special, but I chose you. Rashi says ki li kol ha'aretz, all of the people on earth are mine, and I chose you, and I'm distinguishing you from and amongst them. So the Maral says there's another understanding, that Kili Kol Ha'aretz means because we are going to be together, you and I, Hashem says to us, for all eternity. Li Kol Ha'aretz Hu Haremez Al Olam Haba Dichsev Bei, about which it says V'amech Kulam Tzidikim L'Olam Yirshu Ha'aretz. So Li Kol Ha'aretz means because I have eternity, Olam Haba, and you will be with me there. V'chein nikra Olam Haba Kol. Olam Haba is called Kol, something that is complete, something that is perfect. Kedisa b'bav basra gimel hit iman akadosh baruch hu b'olam hazeh me'ein Olam Haba. Akadosh baruch hu gave the taste of some of Olam Haba to the avos. Ve'elu hein ha'avos tichsiv behem ba'kol mikol kol. Olam Haba was already known, and a taste of it was granted to the others. And the word kol means that which is complete and completely perfect. Olam Haba. Kili kol ha'aretz. V'hinei shtei hamilas ha'elu kol and aretz. Ksuvah iskan dahainu milas kol umilas aretz. Ramzo al beiz dvarim shehem kol ikah olam haba. Ima echad hu hanitzchis. One, eternity. Hu hanirmas b'milas aretz. That's aretz, meaning a place of permanence. K'dichsiv v'aretz lo'olam amedes. K'kashe b'yarnu b'hachtem b'seim l'm sechas aves v'lekach k'siv lo'olam yirshu aretz b'loshen yirusha. Because it is ours, olam haba, forever and ever. And it's called aretz. U'milas kol yoyre inyin hasheni hu ha'olam haba shehu ha'toiv ha'gomor. The kol of Kili Kol Ha'aretz is about how good and perfect and perfectly good Olam Haba is. For Kulei Toiv, Sheyesh Lo Kol, Zehu Kol Ha'aretz. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, Kili Kol Ha'aretz. I'm going to have you as my nation, a treasure that will be with me, li, mine, forever. For you will be with me in Olam Haba. So that's what's being promised Am Yisrael. This is what Am Segula is all about. The opportunity to do mitzvahs and maisim tovim and do for this world, so that the whole reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria should be confirmed. So that all of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, everything that He wished when He created man and created the world, should occur, should be actualized through what we do, how we live. And that's not just for now. V'yisimli segula. I'm going to keep you a treasure for all time, because you will be with me, li, with what's mine, la'olam va'ed, aretz, in la'olam yirshu, aretz in la'olam haba. That's what's being promised us. That's why when we are Mekabel Torah, we are receiving so much that's of such value that's beyond time and space, as we have said. That's so correct, that's Yashrus itself. Kudi Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chelev. And we are being granted eternity. We are being given the opportunity to come to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. Nitzchi. We become eternal. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means when he says, Yisim li segula mikol ha'amim.